You guys, I'm so excited to share that we have an amazing new perk for all of our monthly donors. Drumroll, it's a sneak preview of Proud Stutters documentary. Want to be part of the first group of people to see our first promo of the film? Visit proudstutter.org/donate to become a reoccurring donor today and get early access to the sneak preview of Proud Stutters documentary. All right, now on to the show. I'm Maya Chupkov, and I'm a woman who stutters. Welcome to Proud Stutter, a show about stuttering and embracing verbal diversity in an effort to change how we talk about it, one conversation at a time. Welcome back to Proud Stutter. I'm your host, Maya Chupkov. I am so excited to have our guest for today. Her name is Swathi Manavalan. She is a person who stutters working as a software engineer and leading the employee resource group for employees with disabilities for the Bay Area chapter at her workplace. Swathi, welcome to Proud Stutter.
Hello, Maya. Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. And I'm very grateful that I'm a part of this show.
I wanted to talk a little bit about how we first met. So I found out about you on LinkedIn, where you shared about your stutter and leading the employee resource group at your work around employees with disabilities. And I was just so blown away by how open you were about your stutter and how you are working to improve the work life for employees with disabilities. And so, of course, I reached out and it was perfect timing because I was able to invite you to Proud Stutters Gala in San Francisco. And I was wondering, for my first question, what was attending the gala like for you?
First of all, I would like to thank you for the warm invite, because I think the gala event, it was the very first time I was in a room full of people who had speech impediments. So I think it was like a one-of-a-kind experience for me. And I got to interact with a bunch of folks with different backgrounds. And I had a lot of fun there. And I also got to attend my first in-person stand-up event. I've heard a lot about energy. And it was very nice to catch up with her and also to watch her show.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I'm so glad we were able to meet in person. You probably saw me like just going from like place to place all night. I wish I would have had more time to talk with the people in attendance, but I'm so glad you got the opportunity to attend the first gala. So growing up, I know you spoke two languages at home, Tamil and Telugu, and if I mispronounce that, please correct me. Can you talk about your relationship with language and how that connects to your stutter?
Growing up in India, you would be familiar with more than one language by default, because there would be one language that you speak at school, which is mostly English, and your native language. So, like you mentioned, I spoke two languages at home, Tamil and Telugu, and I spoke English at school, and I also spoke Hindi, which is also another language, for a brief maybe a period of time. So I think, you know, when I was growing up, when people saw me stutter, so say if I spoke to them in English and I stuttered, they would shift and they would speak to me in my native language. And when I stuttered in my native language, they would start to talk to me in English. But I think the fact is more than the language, I think it is the phonics that cause the blocks. Languages that are spoken in India, they have really hard syllables, and it isn't really easy for a person with a speech impediment to pull those out and speak fluently. But I also know a few people who say that they are very comfortable when they speak in their native language. But for me, I think it was, or it is the phonics that play a major part.
How has your relationship changed with your stutter for when you were your growing up to now?
So I think I started stuttering when I was about the age of 3. I'm not sure. I think growing up, to be really honest, I didn't have a concern about my speech, because there were other things that I had to feel insecure about, I think. So speech wasn't really a concern, and it didn't interfere with, you know, any of my academics or in anything that I really had interest in. But there are just a few things that I noticed in people when I was growing up, because when people spoke to me and when they saw me stutter, they didn't know how to react. There were people who wouldn't look at me in the eye, or who wouldn't start, or they wouldn't continue their conversation with me. But I think the main reason, to think of it from their shoes, I think there was not much awareness. So when they meet people like that for the very first time, I think they would not know how to react. And I totally get that now, because there are a few people who, gave me those weird looks, and, because I still remember I met a special kid when I was about 12 or 13. And that was the very first time that I'm, interacting with a person with a disability. And I didn't know how to react, because I didn't know if I should, shake hands with the kid, or to talk to the kid. I think it is the same feeling that others get when they, talk to me. So I kind of get that.
And how about your home life? How is that for you?
I had a very supportive community around me, my parents, my friends, especially from school and college. They never once made me feel insecure about my stutter. I'm still in touch with them. And, till date, they didn't, make it a point to point my stutter as, you know, as something that they are really concerned about. And I think that kind of a support shaped me, and the confidence that it has instilled in me. I think I'm very grateful for that. Because when I hear stories, you know, from other people, I now know, like, I'm really lucky and fortunate to have been, you know, like, surrounded by such amazing people around me.
That's amazing. Yeah, it having a supportive family is super helpful. I had the pleasure of also having a really supportive family as well. So shifting gears to the workplace, can you talk about your experience being a software engineer?
So I work as a software engineer, and I'm a developer. I work in a Scrum team, so which means that, you know, it is one manager and a number of team members with whom I interact daily, and there are also cross team collaborations where, you know, we get to interact with people from other teams to get in their inputs or insights as well. So I think I've been fortunate enough to have a very supportive team. And I was not, you know, I don't feel left out, or I don't feel I don't belong anywhere until now.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so amazing. And it really does make a huge difference on, like, your mental health when you have, like, a supportive team like that. And for me, like, I've never had that until my current job, so that's really amazing that you have such a supportive team. Is there a memory that comes up for you about your stutter in the workplace that comes to mind?
I think when I started my career as a software engineer, you know, back in 2010, so there was one person in the team who, you know, like, came up to me and asked if I was nervous during team meetings. And I then told him that, no, I speak with a stutter, and I get really nervous when I have to speak, you know, in a group setting. And then, you know, he told me that, you know, like, he too has a stutter. And, you know, like, he kind of gave me a few tips on, you know, how to manage things better.
So that actually leads to my next question about the Medium piece you wrote called Those Two Sentences, which is an amazing piece, and it's linked in our show notes, and I encourage all of you listening to read it. Swathi, can you tell us what made you want to write it, and yeah, like, how did that piece come about?
So this blog was written for a completely different purpose. So, you know, like, I think, like, a few years back, I wanted to pursue a career with content creation. So back then, I was still working with an IT firm, and I met one of the mentors there, and I asked for his guidance to pursue a career in content creation. And he mentioned that, you know, it would be nice to start off with writing a few articles on a few topics. And the topic that he suggested was stuttering at the workplace. So, and the very first thing that came to my mind was the daily stand-ups. You know, every person in the team, every team member updates the work that he worked on the previous day and the work that he'll be working to that day. So that is one place that I still have, you know, it's challenges, because you put in so much of an effort to, you know, say that, hey, see, I've worked so much and I've done so much and I've contributed so much. So, you know, that process that adds in a lot of pressure, I flunk at it every single day. So I thought, you know, that would be a good place for me to write about. And that's how the blog came out. And when I joined my current workplace, I had an opportunity to meet my mentor, Jonah Otis, who's also, you know, who's also a person who stutters. So I met him, and, you know, like somehow I shared this piece to him. And I think it all started from there. You know, because for a person who stutters, to speak in a group setting and to, you know, bring out all the emotions that a person goes through, I think the meeting is only for about 30 minutes. But to bring out all the emotions within those 2 minutes, I think, is a very big challenge for a person who stutters. It's not that, you know, I go through every single thing that I've written in the article, but it is, you know, more about how every person with a stutter goes through. Because there are times when I don't speak with a stutter. I don't even stutter during my stand-up meetings. And there are days when I can't even pull one word out of my mouth. When I took up the role as a ERG leader for the Thrive Bay Area chapter, I think this was the very first blog that I posted out in the website. And I think I posted in the late evening. And the next day I woke up and my inbox was swamped with so many messages. And the blog had so many comments from the top leaders. And it was a little overwhelming for me, because I don't like spotlights. I don't like to be the center of attention anywhere. But I think this blog did create an impact at my workplace and also for all the people with disabilities.
And for any software engineer out there who may be navigating a stutter or, you know, something else, or even someone in tech, what would your advice be for them?
My advice would be to, you know, focus on your skills rather than, you know, how you speak, or, you know, how fast you can code, or, you know, like things like that. We are at a place where every company is adapting inclusive practices. And if anyone feels the need for an accommodation, or if they feel that, you know, the interview process would be a or your speech would be a blocker during the interview process, I think it would be good to, you know, bring this up to the person who has reached out to you, and they would be more than happy to address your concerns.
And I have to ask, because I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, it seems like you're in a new era of your stutter. Can you talk about that new era, and what it's been like since you first opened up so openly about your stutter?
I think personally, I've felt that, you know, like coming out as a person with a disability, it kind of takes out the pressure off your head, and it makes you confident, and you also mentally prepare the person with whom you're interacting in advance, and they're not in for, you know, any surprises. So I think this way, you know, the focus would be mostly on, you know, what to say rather than how do you say it. Whenever you get into calls or with any colleague for the very first time at your workplace, I make it a point to tell them that, you know, I speak with a stutter, and, you know, there will be blocks and pauses when I talk. And, you know, that kind of mentally prepares them. And they would know that, you know, it's not because of any network glitches.
And I guess the last thing I'll ask, is there anything else you wanted to share that we haven't talked about yet that you'd like to say before we end?
I think as a person who speaks with a stutter, I've realized that, you know, you don't take things for granted, you know, because a person without a stutter, I mean, they just speak things spontaneously, and, you know, but it's not the same for everyone. It's like a big process for a lot of people. There are places and instances where I feel I should have spoken out, but, you know, like somewhere my speech comes in the middle, and I, you know, and I don't speak at all. And, you know, it could be like a very simple thing, like, you know, saying thank you to the person who held the door for me. But, you know, there are times when I can't, you know, pull the thirst sound out of my mouth, and, you know, I just walk away. So don't take anything for granted. At the same time, I think for people with speech, I would say don't let speech define you. Focus on your strengths, your skills, than to, you know, than putting too much of a focus on your speech.
That is such amazing advice, and I wish I'd gotten that advice when I was way younger. So Swathi, thank you so much for being on Proud Stutter.
Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity. I'm so grateful that you made me a part of this podcast.
And that's it for this episode of Proud Stutter. This episode of Proud Stutter was produced and edited by me, Maya Chupkov. Our music was composed by Augusto Denise, and our artwork by Mara Ezekiel and Noah Chupkov. If you have an idea or want to be part of a future episode, visit us at www.proudstutter.com. And if you like the show, you can leave us a review wherever you are listening to this podcast. Want to leave us a voicemail? Check out our show notes for the number to call in. More importantly, tell your friends to listen too. Until we meet again, thanks for listening. Be proud and be you.